I mentioned Monday and Tuesday that I'd talk about my buddy in Europe. Now, he's Czech and he's currently studying somewhere else in Europe. So he's been around Europe. And he says there's a lot of fear about this virus. And it's really interesting to talking with my friend. I mean, he's on the ground, he's there. He deals with large sales accounts. And while everyone's on lockdown, the whole world's all locked down, he's contacting design companies, brand companies. You know, they design the product, they don't make it, they design it, in order to try to promote sales in various industries. So the products would probably be made in Burma or in Vietnam. Anyhow, he's trying to drum up sales while he's going through training with the most recent sales company that he's working with, or whatever. Anyhow, he's, well, see, a supplier in Asia, supply company, a manufacturing company, will have a sales department. They're a factory, and they hire people whose job it is to contact brands around the world, to put out awareness of their product, to plan to go to shows and exhibitions so that they can demonstrate, their factory, and be there to shake hands and answer questions. So you got a company that wants something to be made. Well, we're a factory that makes it. And they've got a sales department that works with brands. So Hugo Boss will be their customer, so to speak. You know, something like that can happen. I'm not talking about any particular factory in particular, but that, like Hugo Boss, maybe Louis Vuitton, maybe what's it? H&M? H&M could be a customer. So he's out there trying to drum up sales. He told me something very interesting. He said the virus only kills people that are over 70. And then in the next sentence, and I called him out on this, he said, I mean, he's in his 20s, maybe early 30s. He said, I'm afraid. I said, why? I'm afraid I'm going to get the virus and die. I'm like, you just said that the virus only kills people over 70 who are already sick with something. And he's like, well, yeah, but I don't want to die. I'm like, okay, all right. I said, you're giving in to fear. There's nothing here to fear. I've had this theory. I'm talking to you now. I'm out of the conversation. I've got this theory that everyone in the world already has it. You probably already have it. I've got this theory. It's my theory. I have no evidence for this whatsoever. It's just a theory that I have. It's a crazy. This is why you listen to me, because Jesse's got these crazy theories. Why would I think such a thing? Well, one, how incredibly easy the virus spreads. And two, I don't know. It's my instinct. See, I watch the world. I pay attention to stuff. I know how to stay healthy. And I know how things work. And I know that you can have this virus without having any symptoms at all. The issue with the virus is all about immune system. The word on the street in Taiwan is that the virus has kind of a temporary, say temporary. Repeat after me. Say temporary. Temporary. Okay, good. Temporary. Look at me. Yes, look at me and say temporary. All right, temporary. Temporary HIV effect, temporary, because it just wears down your immune system, makes you weak and susceptible to other things. That's what the word on the street is in Taiwan. I don't know how true this is, but yeah, vitamin C is important, but also vitamin B. So I've got this theory that everyone already has it. Many people already had it. I'm getting reports from people in America that they've already had something with the same symptoms in America already. And I, yeah, I know. Everybody gets it, and then the old people die who are already sick with something, and we don't want that. But this is throwing the world into mass panic, and it's the panic that's the problem. And so I told my buddy, I said, I think you already have it, and you already had it, and you don't need to worry about it. I said, don't fear. This will pass. My buddy says, people think it's the end of the world. I said, I think that was another friend. It was in America. He said, people think this is the end of the world. I'm like, no. This virus is not the end of the world. And the reason I know that, I admit that this might alienate you. I'm not trying to slip a fast one in here. So I'm warning you, I'm going to say some stuff that puts anti-God people on edge. If you've got a thing that you don't like to hear the word God when it's not a swear word, this is going to bother you. I'm not trying to slip one in. I'm letting you know, full honesty here, no deception. As Talos said, I stand before you as my true self. I listen to God. I read his words, his Bible. I know what he says because I read what he says. I don't ignore his letters, the Bible, and then act like he hasn't talked to me, like a lot of people do. What's God saying to me? Well, did you read what he said? I read what he said. I have a degree in what he said. I have a degree in Bible. And I still keep up on it, like doctors are supposed to read medical journals. I stay up on the Bible. I keep reading it, and I pray, and I listen, and I obey, and I'm not perfect, but I get up and I keep going, and I keep moving, and I know what God wants with my life because I do all that. I listen, I read, I obey, I live it out, and I know what he wants. I pray in a listening type of praying way, not in a babbling, asking him for stuff type of way. Although I do ask him, I do a lot of listening when I pray. It's kind of hard to know what God wants if you're always talking. It's kind of hard for God to know what you want when you never talk. So I've got a healthy two-way relationship with God like anyone can have. And from that, I know what he wants with me. I know what he wants out of me, kind of. I'm not totally in the dark and totally lost about what God wants me to do with my life. And I know that if the end of the world comes right now, I won't be able to do those things that I know he wants me to do. And I'm not delusional, not with this. I know there's going to be a bunch of nihilists out there. They're going to say, well, God isn't real, but if Jesse can be delusional and think that God's real, that'll make him a better person. I don't get how dementia and being delusional is ever going to turn out to be anything healthy. I don't get that about nihilism. All these crazy people believe in a God that doesn't exist, or kind of there is one, but I don't want anyone to say what it is or I'll get mad and try to tell them to stop talking. But there's this nebulous God out there, kind of, and we're not allowed to know too much about him. But if people believe in the God that might not even be real, they're crazy and that helps them. I don't get that equation. I don't get why it's okay to think that people are all crazy because they believe in a God you refuse to, or someone refuses to. I don't get that. I see it working out in my life. I pray for things and they show up. I'm not going to tell you details because I'm not going to put myself under scrutiny from people that just want to be skeptical. But I know. I pray for it and it happens. I pray for the time and then I'm there at the time and lo and behold, it happens at the time. I bank on it. I walk in it. And from how I walk step by step, I know the world's not ending. No question. Never crossed my mind. What a silly idea. World ending? I'm not done with the next step that God wants me to take. In fact, all of this is happening on schedule because I've been asking God for time to get stuff done. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, the whole world is afraid that the whole world is afraid about a virus that people already have probably. And while they're all busy, I'm getting the stuff done that I've been praying for time to get done. That's how my life is. That's what's happening with me anyway. So I hope that that can be your story too. I hope that you can keep calm and carry on. Whatever the bad situation is, find an advantage in it. Find something that can be beneficial. Help other people in need. But don't end your own happy life if your life really is happy. Don't let fear drive you to think that bad things are going to crush you when they're not going to. And as I told my buddy in Europe, I said, you go around and you find your customers, you find your clients, the people at factories you're trying to work with, and tell them this storm will pass. And we need to be ready and having done work when the storm does pass. And that's going to put us in a very good position when it's done. In the meanwhile, help everyone you can, especially with not being afraid. See you tomorrow.